Okay, here with the redshirt freshman, Joe Spencer. Joseph or Joe, what's better?
I usually go with Joe.
Okay, Joe. So, the last time you played live football was what, high school?
Yeah, November of probably a year and a half ago.
So that's how I've talked to a lot of guys before, redshirt freshmen in their first spring game, where it's like, I finally get to hit somebody. Finally get to like go live for a full game. What was it like for you?
Definitely very anxious to get out there. It was a great feeling to just go out and like, especially kind of that Friday night lights atmosphere.
Yeah.
To just go out and play again. You know, we scored our first touchdown and it was like a real touchdown. It wasn't, okay, get back on the line and run another play.
Right.
So it felt great to just get back in the flow thing, because there's a difference between going out there and doing four plays, then the next group comes on and do four plays, or going down reacting to a big play, or doing a drive like we had a couple of times.
Sure.
So it's great to get that again.
So are you mostly doing, are you mostly left guard this spring?
Mm-hmm. I started off at center, and then I was at left guard, and then did a little bit at right guard and center today, but mainly left guard.
Mainly left guard. And you like it there?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Did you play guard or tackle in high school?
I played left tackle.
Left tackle. Most guys do.
Yeah.
Even college guards play left tackle.
Bigger guy. Take a big guy and put him left tackle.
And where in Ohio are you from again?
Mason, Ohio. It's like 20 minutes.
That's right by Kings Island, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
As a kid, I had a season pass. We'd go like every day.
I've been to Kings Island.
It was probably the best thing ever.
Really? So you're right there and you're a roller coaster guy then?
Yeah.
You ride the beast late at night, right?
That was the one to go away at night, maybe. Get a date out there, like in sixth grade.
Okay, good. This interview is going in a direction I like. So, tell me, like, what the process was for you coming from Ohio to here, and, like, you know, who else recruited you? What made you decide on Illinois, that type of thing?
Pretty much, if you remember Coach Brom,
visited
in the spring, and this place was up here with, like, top of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a lot of the MAC, a lot of the Big East. And then got the offer here and probably 2 weeks later sat on it and then like talked it over, and my dad pretty much sat me down and was like, is there anywhere else you want to go? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, what are you waiting for?
Right.
So did it, and then the coaching changed, but love Coach Beckman, love the family.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously had a little bit of a rough spot last year, but I think we're ready to turn around. This spring was great. I mean, coming together as a team, and I'm just really looking forward to it, and I've loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, I'm in the business school and love that. Love the guys, love the team, so I think it's all going uphill, and I have no regrets.
Yeah,
I've just
been good.
Awesome.
So what was it like, I guess you've been running mostly with second string at left guard? I guess they don't really tell you that so much, but
I think... Yeah, I was like mainly second string, and then there's like a 1B group where Heights goes over to right tackle.
Yeah.
And then I would go with the ones.
Yeah. So are you anticipating to play this fall? Do you want to get out there?
Yeah. My goal all through the offseason, it'll be all through the summer, is Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
Get on the field for that Southern Illinois game.
Yeah.
And just hopefully see what we do. I feel like I put myself in a good spot this spring.
Sure.
Showing that I could play, and showing that I could play multiple positions. If maybe Alex Hill goes down, Ted Karras goes down, that I could fill in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, last fall I was playing left tackle, right tackle, center guard, and tight end.
Yeah.
So I kind of pride myself on being a utility guy.
Sure.
Especially right now, it's not being like a starter, so I'm just hoping to get in next year and help the team as much as I can.
What's it like with Coach Ricker? How's that relationship developing?
I've liked him a lot so far. He's a little bit different than Buckus. I mean, we never got a really experienced bridge.
Sure.
But he's a real good balance between teaching and then kind of, you know, riding you like an offensive line coach would. So he'll ride us, and then he's like, well, do you get it? Do you get what? And I think that's kind of like how my high school coach did. It's kind of what I'm used to.
Sure.
But I've really liked him coming in and knowing that we finally have someone who's not going to leave.
Right.
And just has our back, which is great. And we've been getting together with an O-line with him a lot more. So it's been great having him for the last couple month and a half.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Good luck to you this fall.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have a good night.
All right, Joe. All right.